Thanks for choosing Comfort Guard. How may I help you?
Hey, is Jerry around?
No, he's not. Can't take a message.
Yeah, is this his daughter?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's Kyle over here with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. We spoke a couple weeks back, I think it was, real briefly, and you said you guys may be looking for some capital over there?
Yes.
Okay. You guys still looking to pull the trigger on that?
You know, he really hasn't said yet. I guess I could ask him when he comes in, huh?
Okay, yeah. I was just wondering if you guys had started looking around yet, or what you guys' timeline was looking like over there.
How long does it normally take through you guys?
Through us? So, typically, best case scenario, like if everything goes perfect, 48 hours and you can get your funds. But sometimes there are hiccups in between. So, usually, I would say, worst case scenario, within a week.
Okay. Can you you sent me an email, correct?
Yeah, I think I did. Is dispatch at Comfort Guard Inc.
Yeah, let me see if it's in here. I don't think it was from you.
Well, actually, I'll send you one right now. That way you have mine.
I'm logging in right now. So.
Perfect. And then your name was again? I'm sorry.
My name is Sonya.
Sonya, and how do you spell that?
S-O-N-Y-A.
Y-A, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, here is, I just sent one over your way. It's titled Working Capital Application.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me know if you get that. And then, here, you guys been staying pretty busy over there lately? That's good. Good to hear. Is it stay like that for you guys? I'm assuming until the winter?
No, it'll die down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Until it gets really cold, you know, and then it'll get busy again.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
All right, Kyle, I got it here. What? 6 months of bank statements. Okay.
Yeah, so other than that, and do you guys, how much would you possibly be looking for? Do you know?
Probably about $30,000.
$30,000? Okay. And what did your guys' gross annual sales look like last year?
They were $1 million.
$1 million? Perfect. Okay, so yeah, the 30K shouldn't be a problem at all. Maybe a little bit more, but what we'll do is we'll get you approved for the highest amount, and you can choose how much you want to take. And then you guys. Kind of, when do you typically like to have this by? Closer towards the end of the year, coming up, or?
It just kind of depends, you know.
Okay. And then, also, are you guys on track to hit another million for this year as well?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, that's good. Good to hear. And then, also, typically, like, your guys' ending balances on your bank statements, those looking pretty good on average?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just as long as there's no negatives, that's what I was checking for right there. And then, what exactly do you use the capital for? What are you going to be?
Last year, we used it to consolidate some debt. You know, that way we wouldn't carry it through the winter. We've used it in the past for equipment buying. Kind of stuff like that, you know.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, we don't really mind too much since, you know, we understand you guys are responsible business owners. You could do whatever you want with the cash, but we just kind of like to have a good idea of what you're doing. Mainly the reason I ask is you mentioned buying equipment. Over here, if you're looking at buying equipment too, I like, you know, we try to separate the two because our equipment financing program is really pretty awesome. You're able to, you know, stick with your monthly payments, you know, longer terms. So we really want to take advantage of that program if you are looking to do equipment in particular. So if that does come up, make sure to let me know if that's what you guys are, once you sit down and talk with Jerry a little more. But yeah, typically that's how that works. So with the capital, you guys, who are you guys going through right now?
It was Rapid Capital.
Rapid?
Uh-huh.
And did you guys take out 30K with them?
No, we did 28.
28? Oh, okay. And how long was your term for?
Oh, they did a daily payment. Oh my God, I cannot remember. I don't remember, honestly, right off the top of my head.
No worries. You guys took it out last year sometime, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You guys, well, what's your balance, you think, on that? If just like a ballpark, if you could guess. Oh, it's paid off. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And have I have actually a $401 credit.
Oh, awesome. Have you guys, excuse me, looked through renewing through them yet?
You know, this was our second loan from them. We renewed last year through them, so that's
okay.
Only ones we've ever used, so.
Gotcha. You guys had a pretty good relationship with them, it sounds like?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. That's always nice to hear. How much were you guys paying on that daily payment?
It's like $100-something a day.
Okay, that's not too bad. Yeah. You know what your final like interest rate was?
Not right off the top of my hand, I sure don't.
Oh, no worries. I was just getting a better idea of what we might be able to help you out with. Okay, great. And then also, I was going to ask, like, how long have you guys been considering doing this for, and like, renewing again?
Just probably the last month, maybe.
Last month or so? All right. And have you guys been looking around, like, through anybody else yet?
No.
No? Gotcha. Okay. And then, so typically, like, when you guys do take out the 28 or 30K, something like that, have you guys really done the numbers and seen, like, what kind of return that allows you to have, like return on your investment?
Yeah.
Like how much money you'll make? Okay, and what is that typically?
Oh my God. You're asking me a bunch of questions I cannot tell you right off the top of my head.
Okay, no worries. I was just trying to get a sense of how much money it'll make you there.
Yeah.
That's always nice. But yeah, if you can, like next time we chat there, if you want to just let me know a few of these, that'd be great. Okay, and then also, how would you guys rate your credit? Like, national average is right around 680. You think you're around there above it?
Mine's crap.
That's no worries.
You know,
we have
honestly, you know. So, and my father's, you know, he's got good credit. So.
He does. Okay. And is he the 100% owner?
No, we both are 50-50.
Oh, you guys are both 50-50. Great. And in that case, too, when you guys do decide to do the applications, since you guys are both owners, if you could, you guys can both sign one for me, that'd be great, just so we can, that allows us just to explore, like, all the options, having both of you guys on board and whatnot. But great, and then, have you guys, who do you bank with over there?
It's a credit union.
Okay. How long have you been with them?
God, for 20-something years.
20-something years? Wow. Yeah. Pretty good relationship with them over there, then, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. Good to hear. Okay. Well, right on there. We'll definitely be able to get you set up with that kind of stuff and be able to get you rolling here shortly. Like I said, typically it doesn't take too long. But I was going to ask, too, do you guys have any other open loans out as of now? No? Okay.
No, we do not.
Cool. That's good. Makes the process go a little quicker that way. And when you guys typically bring on new equipment, you just bring on new excavators, trucks, that sort of thing?
No, it's like HVAC equipment for stock.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect for stock. And when you guys like fill up on your stock and like basically have your inventory all full and complete, how long does it usually last you?
It'll last all winter.
Oh, really? So you guys just do that once a year, basically?
Yes. Can you hang on a second?
Of course.